Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com.
So today in standard of care oncology, we're trying to give it lip service that we're doing precision medicine. So, you know, a patient, what happens typically, they get diagnosed based on maybe symptoms that get them into the doctor or something that's found on a routine exam or accidentally on their own. And then they typically have blood tests. Most often they end up with a biopsy. And at that point, the biopsy tells them basically what tissue is affected. Is this pancreatic cancer? Is this breast cancer? Is this prostate cancer? And then from that information, we typically do imaging to see if it's left the building, if it's still in situ or in its spot of origin, or if it's encroached into the circulation and into other parts of the body. And so then we create staging. And then based on that, we typically design a standard of care treatment approach, which almost always includes some form of surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, targeted therapies, hormone blockade therapies. And even when the targeted therapy, that includes the immune therapies, that's a targeted therapy as well. So that's what's offered. And those are really, they're powerful ways. Those are all, the goal of those therapies is to cytotoxically reduce. And simply what that means is it says, make the tumor burden smaller in whatever form is possible, you know, with whatever tool is possible. That's their goal. The whole focus of standard of care oncology is based on the tumor and the tumor cell and the tumor pathways. That's what we've been focusing on for 75 years. And it's kind of a failing process, right? We are, my gosh, when I told you the statistics of men and women expecting to be diagnosed with cancer, why are we not putting research into the why? And then when the World Health Organization shows that by 2030, we will double our cancer population worldwide, that's pretty horrific to consider that. And that in the last 17 years, we've had about 96 new drugs to the market a study was done on these 96 new drugs to the market that overall, the best they can offer patients, when you put them all together and you look at the statistic, they offer you at best 2.4 months of overall survival. And that doesn't even talk about the quality of life of those patients. We can do better. We have to do better. And so now we're starting to run all these amazing genomic testing on patients and molecular profiles, and everyone gets all excited about that. And they're like, oh, you've got a RAS mutation or a BRAF mutation or a MEK mutation. And we keep going after the single target and single treatment approach, which is failing us. And then we also still use an approach called the maximum tolerated dose approach, which is pretty much let's napalm the field and see what's left and hope the patient survives it, right? Most people don't die of the cancer itself. They die of thrombolytic events, meaning a blood clot. because cancer changes the coagulation in the body. They die of cachexia, which is a non-caloric related deficiency, metabolic shift in their body that makes them basically starve to death in order to feed the tumor. And then just the side effects of treatment. Those are the primary causes of death in somebody dealing with this. Those three things can be very well managed with the integrative model. So it's not even about saying standard of care is crap. It's about we can certainly help it do better. And we can also, when we bring in other tools, we can help standard of care. You don't have to use as much. So instead of using maximum tolerated dose, we can go into what's known as the adaptive theory. So we push back the burden just enough to give the body a running start. Okay, like that is huge. It's like you push back the tumor burden just a little bit so that the rest of the body can step in and do its job that it was absolutely perfectly designed to do. And there's a lot of different tools in the integrative model that can help do just that, which also enhance the standard of care and protect the healthy cells while driving the standard of care more deeply into the cancer cells or the cancer, the tumor. So that's like the deficits of standard of care. And it drives me nuts that we aren't creating this bridge, because even in the alternative world, this is just as problematic, because in the alternative world, they're like, you never need chemo or radiation or surgery or targeted therapies, and they're the devil, and you know, don't even consider that. That is just as dangerous as standard of care saying, don't even think about taking an herb or fasting with your chemo or considering mistletoe therapy or you know, any like cryotherapy or sauna therapy. Those are wacko and charlatan, you know, approaches to this. Both are wrong. Both are absolutely wrong. And so my entire life, 30 years, has been about building this bridge. And this hospital is the bridge. Most of the centers that are around the world today that offer quote unquote alternative or integrative therapies really dismiss standard of care.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.